The work of non-governmental organizations, NGOs, can sometimes prove difficult, especially with the challenge that comes with funding projects that will lead to social change. For over 20 years, the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, has been working to help facilitate the work of these NGOs through various development initiatives. Among the latest set of interventions is the Poverty Reduction Program, PRP.
The European Union, who is the donor agency, has given a grant now to PRP4 valued at 12 million euro. With the government of Jamaica's contribution, that's 12.5 million euro. Now, significant amount of funding because that's 1.8 billion Jamaican dollars over about 5 years.
PRP project manager, Sheila Dillon. The poverty reduction program was first introduced in 2001. Under this initiative, JSIF manages the implementation of projects funded by the government and other donors.
We've been partners with the EU since 2000, that's would make it 18 years. And we've managed more than anywhere else to maintain our relationships with our NGO community through our grant funding that we receive of this kind.
Managing Director of JSIF, Omar Sweeney. A new behavior modification program has been introduced, which will serve at-risk youth who live in 11 vulnerable communities across 5 parishes: St. Catherine, St. James, Clarendon, Kingston, and St. Andrew. Social Officer at JSIF, Tanisha Stoney, says the NGOs will partner with community development councils, community-based organizations, and youth clubs, as well as other grassroots entities, to implement various programs over the next 6 to 8 months.
In Kingston, it's West Kingston, more specifically Denham Town. In St. Catherine, we're looking at Spanish Town Central, Portmore, and Bogwalk. In St. Andrew, it's Waterhouse. In Clarendon, Lionel Town. And in St. James, Tucker and Granville. It's a community-level behavior change program to the tune of $18 million, where each parish will receive a $3.6 million intervention.
Social Officer of PRP4, Tanisha Stoney. The $3.6 million will then be divided among the community-based initiatives. Contracts for the implementation of the program were signed by JSIF Managing Director Omar Sweeney and representatives from partner NGOs.
The grants of $1.8 million each will see to targeting at-risk youth and aimed at reduction of deviant behavior amongst the at-risk youth. Also, I'll tell you that the grant is focused and targeted to Vision 2030, which says whereby Jamaicans are empowered to achieve their fullest potential.
The partnering NGOs include the Multicare Youth Foundation, Family and Parenting Center, Women's Media Watch Jamaica, the University of the West Indies Social Welfare Training Center, and Peace and Love in Society PALS. The community-based behavior change program aims to reduce deviant behavior among the target beneficiaries through a range of social services and interventions. These include conflict resolution, mentorship, the performing arts, sports, and training, as well as soft skills development for employment. Teachers and parents will also be engaged in the intervention process. By the end of the program, it is anticipated that the various interventions will yield at least a 15% reduction in deviant behavior. The overall poverty reduction program is being implemented throughout the period November 2014 to November 2020. It is designed to build on the progress of previous phases and contribute to inclusive community growth and human capital development.
Teachers of grades 5 and 6, the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information invites you to a sensitization session on the National Standards Curriculum and the implementation of the Primary Exit Profile. Sessions are being held across the island, so listen out for your date and venue. St. James, September 25, West Jamaica Conference Center, 2 p.m. St. Catherine, September 26, Old Harbor New Testament Church, 3 p.m. And Manchester, September 27, Bishop Gibson High School at 2 p.m. Sessions will also focus on promoting the health and wellness of our teachers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.